So yeah, I grew up in Cincinnati, you know, public schools in Cincinnati, K through 12.
Rosedale, Woodward.
Yeah, Roselawn. Roselawn School and then Woodward High School. I was very lucky to get just a wonderful education at both of those schools, I think mainly because of the Russians. It was the Sputnik era. When I was in elementary school, the Russians shot up the Sputnik satellite, and that really scared our country. We realized we need to teach students math and science. Mm. So I got a very good training in math and science, thanks to Sputnik, I think, thanks to the Russians. I lived in Cincinnati because my father was an industrial psychologist. He's one of the first industrial psychologists in private practice, kind of the first to really try to apply industrial psychology and work for companies. So he was an independent practice consulting with companies about employee selection, employee morale. Cincinnati has a lot of industry, a lot of companies that he could work for that felt they wanted some industrial psychology. So yeah, I made all my money as a kid giving psychological tests to people, timing them. And
do you remember what you gave them?
And then, no, not, you know, paper tests. You
know. Oh, I understand, but do you remember any of the ones that he was using?
Of course, because I had to score them all too. So I kind of have all the scoring keys memorized. So any of the tests that you want to give me, I know how to do well on them. So yeah. Yeah, so he gives like intelligence tests. We use the Otis for that. Personality tests. He used this one called the Bernreuter. And then there were kind of more specific tests for mechanical knowledge, mathematical knowledge, English language skills. So he had a whole battery of about 10 tests that people took, depending on what they were interested in. And then he would try and figure out what would be a good job for them. I got to work there, at least on Saturdays, administering the tests, scoring the tests, and eventually I helped kind of with some of the morale surveys that he did and test validation to show that those tests actually did predict people's job success.